Kickball is back, and it no longer is just for kids. Across the country, over-the-hill adults are reconnecting with the sport of their gym class days. In Pittsburgh, dozens of players have joined a new adult kickball league. Catherine Fink of member station WDUQ reports.
The green team is the one to beat in Pittsburgh, though you wouldn't necessarily know it by looking at them. The team has a few jocks who will chase foul balls into parked cars, but also a few players who hope, just like they did in fifth grade, that the ball never comes their way. Charlie Kennedy is director of the Pittsburgh Sports League, which is offering kickball for the first time this fall. He also umpires the games.
That first game, people were kind of milling around, kind of unsure, you know, how this was going to go and, you know, what to do. 5 minutes into the game, it was like being on a playground in elementary school. Everybody was laughing and screaming and, you know, yelling at each other.
As the teams take the field, Shanine Blythe points to a beer cooler that matches her team's olive-colored jerseys. She says that's one way the adult game is different from the kids' version.
Somebody's on beer duty every week, and we bring a case of beer and hang out before the game, and then there's a local bar that sponsors the league, so everybody goes to the local bar afterwards.
Kickball is similar to baseball. It's played around a diamond. One team's in the field while the other's at bat, but there is no bat. Instead, the pitcher rolls a big red bouncy ball toward home plate, and someone on the other team kicks it.
1-1.
If it sounds pretty easy, Blythe says that's because it is.
You know, there's not a lot of talent required, and it's not as strenuous a sport as maybe flag football or deck hockey.
Those are some of the other sports the Pittsburgh League has offered. The green team is doing a good job making kickball look easy. It jumped ahead to a 4-0 lead in the first inning and has been piling on runs ever since. White keeps popping the ball high in the air for easy catches. Sue Degnan, a petite member of the white team, standing far enough away from the dugout to indicate she's not too interested in subbing in, says she thinks there's a trick to it.
You don't want to get your toe under the ball. You have to hit it square in the middle of the ball so it doesn't fly up and it goes along the ground. In theory.
But it's hard to take kickball too seriously, especially when you have to duck wild football tosses from the high school squad sharing the field, or when the umpire can call a do-over to settle questionable calls. Ellen Volt says it's a lower pressure game than it was in grade school.
The difference is you're not standing there waiting for somebody to pick you for their team.
And not getting picked.
Volts is one of a handful of Green supporters nonchalantly smoking cigarettes on the bleachers and cheering when the team cruises to an 11-1 win. The white team's smiles and backslapping indicate they really don't care about the score. Both teams shake hands and plan to meet up for more beers. Pittsburgh now has 6 kickball teams. The league plans to at least double that in the spring. And that game's success is already leading to a push for another childhood favorite, dodgeball. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Fink in Pittsburgh.